looks like that'll do the trick.
Oh, me.
That's good. You make good tea.
Well, a fellow ought to be good for something.
Let's see what I do with my pen. Yeah.
Tell me again, whereabouts you were born,
Mister.
I was born right up here, about 2 miles ahead, sort of northwest of here.
Kind of northwest of where we are now.
Yeah, about 2.5 miles.
Is that just kind of out in the country?
Oh yes, just in the country. Well, ain't nobody there right now. I wouldn't know the place.
Yes,
sir. I think it's in the woods.
Are we in any kind of community or anything?
Well, this is known as Needham. Needham's a post office back down in Needham community. Of course, it wasn't at that time. There wasn't no post office around here.
So, would you say that you were born in Needham or kind of out in the country from
there? Well, near Needham, I'd just say.
Okay. About 2.5 miles northwest.
Sort of northwest, yeah.
What county is this in?
Choctaw.
How old did you say you were now?
Well, if I make it the 5th of November, I'll be 85. Born in 1893.
You don't look 85. You feel it?
Yeah. I'm not able to do nothing much. I drive my own car and go places when I have to. Sort of getting the doctor's orders, but...
Have he told you not to drive?
Well, I said don't drive much. You know, I had a light stroke.
Oh. How long ago was that you had it?
Well, it was the 5th of November last year. I think I was 84 years old.
Is that sort of thing, when you have one, is it painful? Does it hurt? Or?
No, we were in here. Well, I put over the heat over there, and I was there, and I got up and went in there and hit her. She flew around in here a little bit. Directly she come in there and said, "What are you doing sitting here in the dark?" I got up and tried to get up and turn on the lamp that was sitting there on these big old lamps, you know.
Yes, sir.
It went bad after she passed away, and I moved it back in yonder and put that other one there. And I couldn't. And I couldn't talk. I mumbled something to her. And she called, put in the call, and my nephew there down there said, "Come on, Uncle Henry's having a stroke."
Mm.
And he got here and got me the doctor. And I happened to be a doctor out of Mobile, but when I got there, my doctor, Dr. Clark, was in the hospital itself.
Mm.
But that fella really did work with me. He didn't fool about it. They said it caused some little clots right in here.
Right under
here? Yeah, right in under here, says what caused it.
Mm. So they took care, they would. Did it take a long time to get over it?
Well, I didn't stay up there but over a week. Let him come home. It affected me in this knee. I can't get on that knee and bear no weight on it. And so on. Am I talking long enough, loud enough for that thing?
Sure, it's fine. Make an adjustment. So your wife knew what was going on?
Yeah, she was a nurse. The last woman I married. Her first husband was a railroad man. He'd been dead 17.5 years, and she had to make her own living. And she got she never get to be a registered nurse, but she studied the book and was right smart about it.
Yes, sir. I guess that was